As you open your Bible, you might like to turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, thank you. Thank you very much. Honor yourself. And we'll look to you with thanksgiving. In Christ's name, amen. In our study of the Gospel of John, the upper room, remember, last hours before his crucifixion, he's giving essentially the essential information, the necessary information that is needed to be understood by his disciples to become apostles. Now, so in the process of that, as we proceeded to John chapter 14, and we read together that verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 12, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And we've been took time to understand the New Testament is all about the outworking of that wonderful, wonderful relationship. To do, to be as he, Christ in you, the hope of glory. For God to demonstrate in a person, his wonderful person. How? By way of the relationship, one's relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, and we share together in the process, in verse 15, if, third class, you may or may not do it, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's verse 14. And again, verse 15, if you ask, if you may or may not, if you ask, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so, because of the need of in our humanness and our earthliness, we have an understanding. We use love, the term love, terms, Father, love, all of those words, translated and understood and experienced based on your personal earthly life. And that's all. So love means many things. Love means something to each person, however that is. And we share together, just to remind you, it's how easy it is. We love pizza. We love our dog. Our dog loves us. We have all kinds of ways we talk about things. Whatever that means. Now, when it comes to God's love and God, you have to leave all of this to the earth in our human thinking, because God, as we read in John, 1 John 4, is love. God is love, a person. So love is a relationship to a person. And so when you talk about love, God's love, you're talking about God. When you're talking about being loved, you're talking about your relationship to God. That's what love is, the outworking of your relationship to God. Now, and having said that and keeping that in mind, and verse 15 of chapter 14, if you may or may not love me, if you're loving me, then you're going to go and keep, watch very carefully. You're going to go and observe, keep your eye upon, with no question, watch, keep my commandments. So if you do that, then you have to keep my commandments. Now, having said that, in verse 15, to observe attentively, etc., my commandments, that which my commandment, they're mine. It's what belongs to me, which you have from me, it belongs to me, and it's a commandment, that which a command, a charge, the verb and the noun, a charge, an order, an injunction, a command. Now, so the Father, God the Father, God, in your wonderful grace, you are loving us. God the Father is. We are found in the love of the Father. The believing heart is in experiencing, being found in the love of the Son, being found in the love of the Spirit of God. God loves you. In love, located, not a feeling. No, it's a relationship to a person. God, in all of his wonderment, of his essence, his nature, his being, is love. Wow. Now, and having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, so God the Holy Spirit, his job, his ministry, his exercise, his wonderful assignment, if you would say it that way, is to show God the Father. Now, and go, so do that in a little cycle so you see it. God, before the foundation, before angels were ever created, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost decided that Christ would be a Savior. He would create humans after angels. He would create them, and they're going to sin. Everything is known already. And God, before you even do it, you have a solution, and Jesus Christ would die. Back then, before anything is ever created, he volunteered to pay the price. He himself did so. Now, having said that, he did that. So God the Father is going to show his wonderful love in the person of Jesus Christ. And so when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to go and honor the Father. Therefore, all of it, as we studied all the John and et cetera, all of his words and all of his works and all of his everything represented the Father. It wasn't about him, it was about the Father. And the Spirit of God's ministry is now what? Going to go and honor the Lord Jesus Christ, who's honoring God the Father. His words, his works, everything. So the whole line, it comes back, starts from the front, comes all the way back. So what comes out of God the Father comes all the way back to God, the Spirit of God, comes back to the believing heart. So God, as we're looking to you and looking at the heart, we need to understand there's a wonderful order to things. Now, in order to try to understand that, if you all know what a hose is, a hose, and you have a faucet, and then you have the nozzle and all of that, and the water. The water comes out of the faucet, rides around through the hose, no matter how long it is, rides through the hose. It's the same water that left the faucet is going to come all the way through the hose and come out the other end. So if you're going to talk about the water coming out of the hose, you're going to say, where's the water from? And you know the water isn't from the nozzle. You have to go all the way back through the hose to the source of the water coming into the hose. And you understand that. That's good. If I took a pencil, here's a pencil, and here's the lead, and the lead, remember, is showing you reality, truth, the word truth, the word reality. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So what you see in the end, if we keep sharpening and sharpening and sharpening, we're going to come all the way, and that which is in the front is going to be all the way in the back. It follows all the way through. Now, having said that, if you go and had a general, and the general gives an order and gives a command, and the command is given, the captain takes the command and brings it to the sergeant, and the sergeant brings the command to the private. Now the private goes and pursues the exercise of whatever the general said. Now if you were going to go and talk to the private, what is he doing and why? He's doing that which the general has ordered. True? Goes all the way back. Now, if you go and work for Joe's sweatshop, and you're working for Joe's sweatshop, and you do that, When you work as an employee, Joe wants you to do thus and thus and thus and thus for his product. And if you're going to be a good employee, what are you going to do? You're going to do what? Everything that he asks, aren't you? You work for him. And you do everything because you're an employee. You represent him. So whatever you're doing on the assembly line or anyplace else, you're going to go represent all the way back, like the pencil, all the way back to the source. If you're on a team, a sports team or something, and you're on a team, and in the process, the coach, trying to win the game, he has the guidelines and everything. They have the, depending on the play or whatever the game is, and they have that. And everyone lines up. And why did that man go there? Because that's part of the coach's plan. So how do you know the man is working and outworking the plan of the coach, the plan of the employer, the plan of the general, the hose coming through? That's the way it is. Order, command. John 14, 15. If, and you may not be, or you may, if you are loving me, keep my commandments. You can't love me without keeping my word. Can't do it. Can't do it. You can talk about it, like we said. When was the last time you said, I love the Lord thy God with all my heart and all my soul? When was the last time you said that? No, God. You have to be and do. I've been married for a couple of years, wherever Jeanette is, and in the process in that, and she wants to know every year or two if I love her still. And I say, okay, I do. I don't say it a lot. You'd probably like to hear it a lot. But I don't. I just love her. And I do what I'm supposed to do to make that work. That's my obligation. To show that love. I'm responsible for her in that sense. So that's love. That's love. That's love. Not a lot of gushy words, you know. You're my sweetest prune I ever had or something. You know, what can I tell you? And that's all right. I mean, some people like prunes and stuff. What can I tell you? Now, so God, you say, it has to be. So I want to get that clear and try to help us to see that. Now, remember, you know, you may want to turn over there to 2 Timothy. In chapter 4. And you will notice in 2 Timothy chapter 4, picking up, we read chapter 4, 2 Timothy, verse 2, if I can, in the light of the context. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, teaching. Now, the word preach means to herald, to be a herald. And to be a herald is like a news commentator on a radio. A herald was somebody that was given a proclamation by the king or by someone in authority, and the herald would go to the next village and he would read the proclamation. He wouldn't give you an interpretation. The herald would bring the document, the message, straightway. Therefore, verse 2, bring the message of God as the message of God, from God, by God, for God, straightway. That's the assignment. It isn't anything else. That's the assignment to be given. So God, we're going to honor your word. Right. If you love me, keep my word. Keep my word. Well, God, I need to understand that, because and while you're here, we did it in Sunday school, over to 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4, and picking up if I can, in verse 60, we read it, take heed always unto yourself, start with yourself, and unto the doctrine, the teaching, so we need to understand and not dream about things, and we ought to understand what God means from God points of view. God is God. He isn't a human. He hasn't created us humans. But he's not anything of anything in any way, shape, or form, Exodus chapter 20, of anything that he created. He's God. Wonderfully, wonderfully, distinctly, marvelously different. Now, so therefore, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, teaching, continue in doing them, keep doing. Doing what? If you love me, keep my word. Do it. Remember John chapter 13, without turning there, verse 17. If happy are you, what did you say, Lord, after giving that? Happy are you if you do it. not if you dream about it, talk about it, do it. How are you going to have the benefit if you don't? How are you going to be a good employee if you don't do? How are you be good on the field if you don't follow the coach? You aren't going to be in the, you're going to be in the guardhouse if you don't follow the general. You got to do it. If you understand the relationship, do it. It's easy. If you don't understand the relationship or you don't want the relationship, then you don't do it. That's right. We don't do it. We don't do it. We read it, but we don't do it. Then you don't practice the relationship. How can you enjoy the love of God? See? How can you enjoy the benefit of being an employee? A good one. How can you enjoy the benefit of playing on the field and winning the game? Oh, wow. Now, so therefore, and in verse 16 again, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. They have to want to hear and understand. If they don't want to hear and understand, they aren't going to. Now, in order to drive home the point and to make it so you can't miss it, God, what you said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. They're mine. Now, I want to know, God, is that something you just said? Or have you intended us to truly get that, to understand it? Because you made it very clear. Correct. John chapter 12. The Gospel of John chapter 12. And picking up, if I may, and all I'm doing is let it just drive home the nail so you can see it. Can't miss it. No, that's why we don't talk about loving God, because we aren't doing. We don't do. So we don't love. Wow. John chapter 12, God help us. Verse 49. For the Lord said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father, his words and his works, which sent me. He gave me a commandment, there you are, what I should say, and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. What are you doing? You love the Father? I do. Is the love of the Father in you? It is. How do you demonstrate that? My Father, I honor my Father. His words and his works, his command. My Father wants, and I and his, the Lord Jesus in his perfect humanity, I do it. My Father wants it, I do it. Now, over if you would please to John chapter 14. Sliding down ahead a little bit, all of it sealing up and tying it together. Verse 21. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest, make myself plain, clear, obvious. I will manifest myself to him. So God, keep the commandment. He it is that loveth me, if you love, and if you keep the commandment. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode, our mansion, and many abiding places with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Remember the hose coming through? Everything has to be the same. That's right. How are you going to represent the Father without there's a private? How are you going to represent the general unless the private does just what the general says? And obviously, what's he doing? He's representing the general. Now, so here we are looking at verse 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. I'm going to go to the cross. That was the whole assignment. Before the foundation of angels, people, humans, you agreed what? To go and die on the cross. That's what you agreed. That was the command. That was the love. That was a whole loving arrangement. And you went and did it. Our Lord Jesus said it most clearly, verse 31. I love my Father. How do you love my Father? I do what he said. That's easy. That's our Lord, let alone us humans. That's our Lord. I do what he says. Wow. Now, hang on. Over if you would please. Chapter 15. And in chapter 15, may I go again to verse 10. I'm going to read verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, he does, is loved, so have I loved you, continue in my love. Now remember, we shared about God. God is love. What is love? God is a person. He gives himself love for the highest and best. He gives himself in his sovereign will to an object to be for the object to be everything he intends it to be. He loves the object to change it to what he has in his heart and head. That's what he does. So when you allow God to love you, you're looking for God to change you. To change you. You want to be loved? You're going to be changed. And don't be alarmed at the chastisement of his children. Who's seeking to make you changed? Like the Father. So God's doing that in his most wonderful way. Our Father loves us. Hebrews 12, if my Father doesn't love me, then I'm a bastard. I'm an illegitimate child. I don't belong to him. God never bothers me. I'd be concerned then. I'd be concerned. I don't know where you are, if that's true. Wow. Now, so, in John chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. My Father loves me. You want to be loved? You want to be loved? I want to be loved. Well, you know. Well, how do you want to be loved? Like what? Your dog? You want to be loved like your dog? Want to be loved like people love each other? Is that what you want? And you know that hasn't got very much oomph to it. You want that? You want God to love you like, you want somebody to love you like that? Yeah, I want somebody to love me like I love. Do you really want that? You don't want that. Come on. You don't need, no offense to you. Come on. You don't have that. What's your love? No offense again. Come on. Our love is nothing. Compared to, no, God, putting them together, our love's a whole other, it doesn't even belong from where you're coming from. You are love. Wow. Now, so to be the person I ought to be, our Lord Jesus Christ, the person he is meant to be as the perfect God, the perfect Savior, he does exactly, because God, he loves God. God loves him. And he does exactly what God says. If you love me, keep my words. Don't talk about it. Do it. Just plain old do it. That's all. What's the big deal? Do it, you see. I empty the wastebasket. Didn't I do that, don't I? I love her. I empty the wastebasket. I do. I could have her do it, you know, but I don't. I'm just trying to get you to understand. You do it. You do it. That's all. She takes money out of my wallet, and I go to look in my wallet. I did the other day. I said, I'll pay you, and I, nothing in there. I said, where did it all go? You see, she takes it. Do I mind? No. I just don't go anywhere. It's love. I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't mean everyone take money out of people's wallet. I'm not telling you to do that. She can do it, you know. Now, over if I can. You got it. Now, you're getting it. I know you are, a little bit. Verse 14. You are my friends if, and you may or may not, if you do whatsoever, I command you. You want to be his friend? Do what he said. Do it. If you want to be my friend, said God, do what I tell you to do. See, what's the big deal? Just do it. Do it. That the Bible is meant to do. All the Deuteronomy chapter 4 and all of it. Do. These things are written to fear God and to do them. Teach and do and do and do and do the word. Do what I told you to do. Now, over if you can. Verse 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. Now, why are we going to do that, among other things? Because the body is who? It belongs to whom? It belongs to our Lord. How can I, another believer, you belong to the body. How can I not, God said, if you love me, honor my body. You say, well, I don't like that person. Well, it doesn't matter whether you like him or you don't. You love him. That's what you do. You don't have a choice. It's his body. It's his body. That's all. What's it got to do with anything? You love the body. You love your body. Your pancreas loves your liver. Your liver loves your gallbladder. The whole thing works. It never argues, does it? Gets in trouble sometime. Now, therefore, 1 John. The first epistle of John, as the Gospel of John, same period of history, end of the age, first century. First epistle of John, picking up, please, in thought, if I may, John, the first epistle of John, chapter 2. And just sliding down to get the idea, and he is the, verse 2, he is the propitiation, satisfaction for our sins. God is satisfied with the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That's right, he died for everybody, else he didn't die for anybody. Verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know him. How is that? If we keep his commandments. How can you say you know him and you don't keep his word? You don't know him then. You don't know him. I want to know if you know him. I'll know by keeping his word. Keep his word. Aha. Now, hang on. Now, and again, verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God, perfected, completed, finished, rounded off. Hereby know we that we are in him. Aha, that's right. Verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. He ought to walk the same way. You ought to be just, remember the Lord Jesus said, as I, my Father, so you. You're my body, and you do just what I did, because you're my body. And my body represents me. That's with back to whatsoever you ask. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Why? Because you're asking in my, for me. You're asking on my behalf. You're asking because I am who I am and doing what I'm doing, and you're part of the chain, part of the hose, part of the command. You're part of it. That's what it's all about. Wow. To represent whom? God, who created us in his most wonderful way. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Aha, the Word did. Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, over to chapter 3. And in chapter 3, may I pick up, please? And in, to get the idea, verse 20. 3 and 20, 1 John. And for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And, 22, whatsoever we ask, think of John chapter 14, 12, 13, 14. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Jesus, his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave his commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So God, we're to have a relationship to you that outworks. What are you going to outwork? What are you going to do for us? I'm going to do something wonderful. I'm going to change you. I made you a child of God. I'm going to outwork the wonderful relationship to the Father that the Son has to the Father. I'm going to outwork that relationship in your heart and mind and soul. Now, over if you would, verse 24. Chapter 4. Chapter 4, and in verse 21. This is, in this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, loveth his brother also. You have to, it's the way it is. You have to do it. What kind of thing is that? You can't hate your body. You're the head. You can't hate, and no part of your body, even when it's in trouble, no part of your body hates another part of your body. The spleen cannot be a kidney. A kidney cannot be a pancreas. Everything loves it, the whole thing. That's because it's the body. Right. God, just to be part of the body, that's an awesome thing. Isn't it? Just to be on board, just to be in and not out, that's something else. Wow. Now, so here John chapter 5. John chapter 5 and verse 2. I'll read verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, that's God, loveth him that is begotten, that's the believer. How can it be? It has to be. That's the way it is. That's a command. That's what you do. By this, verse 2, by this we know what? That we have the love, that we love the children of God, when we, what? Love God and keep his commandments. When you love God and keep his commandments, then you love the body. You don't have to talk about, I don't speak about, I don't like her when I don't like her. You wouldn't do that. Can't do that. How can I love God and do that? I can't. It's impossible. See, I got to put it together. And that's what's missing, isn't it? The church, we share it in Sunday school. Churches are all over the place. They have, we're long gone from what the church is supposed to be. And so when we look at the church and our world, we see it from our human perspective as a building with people and organizations and activities, and we have no idea the wonderment of what it means to be part of the church, to be part of his body. Gloriously, gloriously, God in you. We have no idea whatsoever. And that's why we're free to do whatever. What difference does it make whether we come or go, don't, what, come late, early, what difference does it make? It doesn't, because it's from our window. From God's window, it isn't like that at all. And it's awesome that you got saved and God gave you an awesome, wonderful life. That you have to understand it from God's point of view. He loves you. See, wow. And therefore, honor him. Wow. Well, you know, a little bit of this or that for convenience and all of that. Well, now, so God, here we are looking. Verse 2, I'll read it again. For this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. The love of God is what? To keep his commandments. So you can talk. No, you don't talk about it. You do it. You do it. You do it wonderfully. And that's what you do. God, he gets to help us in every way, shape and form. Now, over to 2 John. Oh, to get the flavor of it, 2 John, verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning. God, you gave them. I'm going to give you my word. If you love me, keep my word. Verse 5. But that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. That's what you said, God. That's right. Verse 6. And this is the love, that we walk after his commandments. And this is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, that we should walk in it. So is it a new thing? No, it isn't some revelation. It's written down. You're reading it. God said it. God recorded it. Do it. Don't write new things. I told you. Don't go back. Well, this is how we feel it should be, like our Constitution and Declaration, playing with that. Playing with it. You don't play with it, my friend. You honor it. Wow, as you know. Now, so here, over to Revelation chapter 22, when you come to the end. God isn't going to say anymore till he comes. Revelation chapter 22. And picking up, please, in verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city, into the city. So during that new heavens and a new earth, they're going to have what? They do what God told them. They honor his word. Honor his word. And whatever the tree is, the tree says, eat, don't be a litter bug. Don't be a litter bug. The tree says, don't litter. And therefore, you keep his word and don't litter. That's what you do. I'm exaggerating. New heaven or new earth. God, you honor your word. That's right. That's what you do. And God, that's what you want. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, if you would, over in your Bible to 2 Corinthians, trying to put this together a little bit. It's a simple subject that is very, very missing Therefore, you need a whole lot of reminder. Rethink it, understand it, until you get a whole nother window. Otherwise, the only window you're going to have about God is the one you see from people. Whatever you think, it isn't what you think about God. It's God is who He is. It isn't what you think about love. It's God is love. So it doesn't matter what you think or feel. God is who He is wonderfully. Now, 2 Corinthians. And 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. Therefore, in the great admonition to the Corinthian church, verse 14. For the love of Christ constrains. It means to heaven to hold. To heaven to hold together. The verb heaven to hold, the little word, to heaven to hold things together. For the love of Christ constrains us. It holds us together. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. That's right. Christ died for us all and made us all one in His wonderful body in a most wonderful way. Verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Aha! Henceforth know we no man after the flesh. We don't know. We don't know. Are we looking at a Christ walking up and down in the water? Are we looking at a Christ changing the water into wine and all of this? No, we aren't. Well, you understand. That Christ was crucified. Are we looking for a Christ on the cross? No. It's an empty cross. He's risen. John 10, 9 and 10. We believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead. That's what you receive, a risen Savior. Aha. Now, so we don't know Him. We know a living God. Here we are, Lord. That's right. We aren't dreaming about You and wondering if this used to be, George Washington used to be. That's wonderful. No, God, here You are in Your awesome presence, and we're to enjoy You. That's right. That's right. Now, I'll read it. Verse 16, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's a whole new arrangement. It's a loving arrangement. It's a God's command in the person of Jesus Christ to make it all possible. He died. Lord, why did You die? My Father commanded it and did it. So God, that's why it happens. That's right. That's right. Now God, it's an awesome thing. That's what the church is supposed to be. All the rest of it, you know. Now, in closing, over if you would. Romans chapter 8 again. Romans chapter 8. Picking up, please. Romans chapter 8, I'm going to go right to where we were. Verse 28, you know it. 8 and 28. We know what? That all things work together for good. Not bad, for good. Doesn't mean everything is good at all. It just means all things work together for good. To them, to whom? To whom? To them that love God. If you love Me, keep My word. If you want My will, honor what I tell you. Do what I told you to do. Verse 28. To them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, God, You have a wonderful plan for our life. We'll see it tonight. God help us. Verse 29. What is the plan, God? For whom we did foreknow, He also did predestinate to mark out ahead of time the boundaries. To be conformed to change, to be like, to the image of His Son. Now, God, what are You doing? I'm changing You. I'm letting You grow up. I'm changing you. My love is changing You. My love. You want My love? You're going to be. My love wants you to be like My Son. I want you to be as My Son. In the Son. That's what you're going to go for. You want me to love you? I'm going to change you. I'm going to change you. Ah, that won't happen. It won't happen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It isn't going to happen. Not unless you want it to. It won't happen. That's why you remember in Peter and all of that. If the righteous are hardly saved when he comes, what about the unsaved? If the righteous are just slipping in, believers are slipping in, that's all. That's all they're doing. You say, well, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference. And it's very costly as far as I'm concerned. Who wants to go in with wood, hay, and stubble and nothing? That's why I appreciate that. I'm glad for that, actually. Now, so Romans chapter 8, verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now, God, why can't we just be little mighty supermen and everything and go around and be big shots? Nope. You're in the world system. I save you to represent me in a world system that hates and rejects me. So therefore, I leave you in the system, and you are sheep as for the slaughter, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. John will say, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That you're going to be a sheep. That's what you're going to be. So if you're looking to make, you're not going to make a big difference. You're just going to be little lights in the darkness. That's what you're going to be. And be of good cheer, verse 37, in all these things we are more than, above, beyond, conquerors through him that loved us. God, you're loving us. That's right. You're changing us. That's right. And therefore, verse 38, I am persuaded that death, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, critter, anywhere, in any shape or form, shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is where? In Christ Jesus our Lord. Is the love of God safe and secure and sure? Absolutely. Where is that love? It's in my Son. That's why it's locked in. No one can touch it. Our Father in God, we thank you. So deal with us. Here we are. God, thank you very much. Thank you much that we can ask whatever. Whatsoever you ask in my name. So that we'll do all those wonderful works that you have planned for us from the foundation of the world. All of those wonderful things that you have in mind as we go to work, at home, school, easy, hard, much, little, pain, suffering, heartache. But God, you're doing what you do. To what? That we'd be conformed to the image. And all those things work together for good. So we don't live unto ourselves. No, it's not about us. No, it's about us. It's about you. So we go to work, we go to school, we eat our food, we do everything, but it isn't about us anymore because we're new creatures, new creation in you, and our God were to exercise that newness of life in the midst of our frail, fumbling bodies. And our God, we thank you. So deal with us, help us, Spirit of God, in Christ's name, amen.